time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning over the phone, I have Representative Christine Watkins, and we're going to talk about, you know, we're still in committees and finding out bills and things like that, and it's just not going as fast as she wants it to, it sounds like. We're going to talk about that with her this morning. Representative Watkins, how are you today?
I'm just fine and dandy, thank you.
You said that things just aren't going as quickly as sometimes they usually do, and is that necessarily a bad thing?
I don't think so, but if you have a bill and you're wanting to get it in front of committee and move it along, you can get a little bit antsy. So it just kind of depends on where you are. I presented my first bill, and it was literally the first bill of the session last week, and then it got put on hold, so I had to redo that bill a little bit, and hopefully this week it'll get back in committee. So I've only had one standing committee, which is kind of unusual to be in the second week and only have one of those. And of course, I'm house chair of a sub-appropriation committee, the Business and Economic and Development Committee. And we've been meeting pretty regularly. We meet again today. And I will tell people that the committee that I'm the chair over deals with all the state agencies, beverage and, you know, alcohol and commerce and insurance. And so been taught and apprised as to things that they want to change. And there's some good things coming down the pike to help people and to make government as easy as it can possibly be.
Well, the one that, we can touch really briefly on it is the mask mandates that you guys went through and took care of last week. And it's really just for Salt Lake and Summit County. Is that right?
Right. Because they were the only ones that had the mask mandate. And I will tell you, that was a really tough one for me, because you want to honor local control. But when we heard the data, all the information about the COVID rates all over the state, it made absolutely no difference whether you were wearing masks or not in your county. There was no difference. And it's like, then why are we doing this? And I went out last Monday, the day before we started the session, and I went to the mall. Most people were wearing masks, not a problem. I had to return something last night, and still most people were wearing masks in Salt Lake. Now, you have to realize that I think people up here are a wee bit different than us in rural Utah, but and there were people not wearing masks, and so I really think the bill that we passed didn't say you could or could not wear a mask. It's up to you. I heard on the radio a lot of the kids in school were still wearing masks. Great. I think it should be a personal decision. So it was nice to finally kind of put that to bed for us, because it felt like there was a little gnat flying around and you're trying to, you know, swatted away, and so you finally got that kind of put to bed on Friday.
Very good. Now, the one that kind of made headlines that I was reading yesterday was all about tax cuts, and that was, I believe it came out of the Senate side, is that correct?
Well, we've got tax cuts coming out from all over, but yes, we know we have $160 million tax cut, and we've been talking about it in our caucus meetings. Where do we take that tax cut? Is it just going to, do we take a huge personal income tax cut? Do we increase the income where people don't have to pay tax on Social Security? There's some, let's see, what else is there? Oh, again, that one with on education, if we take away the curriculum, not extracurriculum, but the curriculum fees, that could be part of a tax cut. So we have to decide how we're going to divide that out. What's going to be, and food tax. That's a huge one. A lot of people think that if we take away the tax on food, which we did a number of years ago, a portion of it, that that's going to be a big help. But there's still county and city taxes on food. And I didn't realize when people, we have all these tourists that come into Utah, they go to the grocery stores and they buy all of this kind of stuff. And it's over $20 million they bring into the state in the tax they pay on food. So it's kind of like, whoa, got to be careful about that one. So, and then there's the earned income tax refund that you can do. So there's a variety of things that we have to look at to decide how's it best going to affect the people of Utah.
And
we want everyone to have a break.
And as you were saying, the tourist industry in Utah and things like that, it is big. And they do go to the grocery stores a lot. And really, it's almost like a hotel tax, almost the same.
Exactly, yeah, because they are paying that tax when they stay at hotels. Then they go to the grocery store or the convenience store, and so they're adding to it. And it's a huge part of what we gather in taxes.
All right, is there anything else out there that you've heard or that sounds interesting that you're going to keep an eye on for this session?
Well, I will tell you, first of all, I had a survey put in the paper, and I want everyone to continue to send those in to me. Very positive response. And I don't care where you're from, Carbon or Emory, just keep sending them in, and then we'll be about done with that this weekend. But the one issue that was going to be kind of an onerous issue was the transgender issue. The NCAA changed their rules. And the sponsor of that bill said her bill is dead because of what they did. But I will tell you, it didn't really solve the problem. So that is not an issue that we will be dealing with in our session this year.
So that was kind of a contentious issue last year also, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. And it was getting a little bit less contentious for this year, but when they changed their rules, and that was just literally the other day, they're aligning themselves more with what the Olympics do. The sponsor just said my bill would have not had any effect, so it's dead.
All right. Well, Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll meet up with you again later on in the week and talk about what's going on there before you head out for the weekend. How's that sound?
I'll have had some committee meetings, and we'll have some really specific bills to talk about.
All right. Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.